Saturday morning. Happy New Year, and hopefully happy Steelers Saturday. Welcome to Mr. Sal's Podcastinette Season 5, Episode 21, the week that was for January 1st, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Welcome to our first Saturday morning podcast of the 2024 year. In this episode, we will review the week that was for January 1st, 2024, tell a dad joke, preview the upcoming week, all of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning somewhere on the internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Jump right into student emails. This week's student email comes from
name and period withheld due to student confidentiality.
It reads, Mr. Sal, do you really dislike broccoli on your pizza, or is it just a show for the classes? Well,
name and period withheld due to student confidentiality.
Excellent question. It's not an easy yes or no answer. However, I have eaten on occasion broccoli on pizza, but it was ordered by someone else, and that was all there was for me to eat. So it's not something I would order for myself. I do like broccoli, just not on pizza. There's a bunch of food that I like, just don't want it on pizza, but that's for another episode. So yeah, I'm not a big fan of broccoli on pizza, but it doesn't bother me that much. I have had it once in a while because, well, that's all the food there was around, but it's not something I would order for myself. Good question, though. Thank you. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question or comments in the body of the email or message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get your question read on this super fantastic podcast. As we roll on to the week in review, this past week was a shortened week due to New Year's. Came back from the holiday break, and we jumped right into a booklet on the civics unit review. We're going to do a little bit of work on the civics. We have to take the state civics assessment coming up. It's just a 20-question test, probably in March, maybe April. We'll figure it out. We're going to do some work on there, and you'll have time to review and study things. This is basic questions, stuff you've already covered, so this is more of a review. We did the booklet on Tuesday. You guys had time to review the flashcards. Then on Wednesday, we rolled out a more sophisticated version of the word wall assignment. In this word wall assignment, we worked on for the rest of the week. You were to go beyond the basic definition and explain the concept that you chose. So put the concepts up on the big TV in front of the room. You guys picked your topics. You chose your topics. Most of them were concepts or themes, general ideas. Instead of just giving me a one-sentence definition, you gave me details about that concept. Or if it was an aspect of government, you gave me a thorough explanation in your own words. You didn't need the sentence at the end because you gave me more details in the middle. You still did your picture or image, and you picked that. It had to be from Creative Commons, usable, and put the link in there. So I will get those graded. Don't forget this huge snowstorm this weekend. We're not supposed to get it. If we get it, I will probably spend some time Sunday after I dig out grading. If we don't get it, I will work on these Monday. But I have an idea because a bunch of you sat down with me. That was a nice thing that it took longer for us to do that. A lot of you sat down with me in class, and we went over things, and adjusted as necessary. So we got a lot done in class, and I kind of pre-graded a lot of the assignments because we worked on them together. So that's a good thing. So thank you very much for that. So that's what we did this week. Also, you know, remember, check out the study skills resources in each class's Schoology page. It's under the folder labeled Important Class Links and Resources. Also under there, we have the links to the word walls. We have the links to the flashcards. And you also have links to certain things under the weekly resources for each individual week. So we're working on that. If any of you still need free pocketed folders or notebooks, see me. I have more of those. I also have pencils if you need them. Stop in anytime. So that's what we did with that. And that was pretty much the week in review. It was a short week. It went well. And you know what? I think right now what we will do is take a short musical break. I'll be right back. Give me a second here as I get the cursor because I'm working on a double monitor. Behind the curtain there as I had to go back and cut, but didn't cut the entire segment where it ran a little bit long. Sometimes these things happen. There are no optional enrichment assignments this week, but coming up shortly, we will have some more enrichment assignments for you guys to look over, and I'll get into those when the time comes. We are going to jump into your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. This week's dad joke for me is courtesy of, once again, the dad joke book I received for Christmas. It's called The Exceptionally Bad Dad Jokes, So Frightfully Awful, Yet Wonderfully Spiffing, Volume 1. Are you ready? Over winter break, I tried to organize a hide-and-seek tournament, but I had no choice but to give up. Good players are so hard to find. Thank you very much. So, we're going to jump into next week's preview and get ready to wrap things up. Next week, we start on a Monday. We have the first full week of the 2024 year. It's a week full of fun and excitement. The word walls are in and are posted. They'll be graded early next week or Sunday, depending on the snow. It will be the last grade for the second 9 weeks. Second 9 weeks ends next Friday, everybody. So we'll be right. Halfway point is just about here. We're going to jump into the third 9 weeks, a week from Monday. And we're in the second half of the school year just about. Next week, we're going to take some notes on civics. We're going to work on some civics-related topics throughout the week. That's going to roll into the third 9 weeks. So that's what wraps up the second 9 weeks. We'll end that on a note with civics. And I'm going to jump right here into school announcements. This week's school announcements are as follows. Check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. It's informative, it's fun, it's student run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of every month. We have our own TikTok channel. We have our own internet YouTube. I almost said Yahoo. YouTube channel. Check us out. Did you know you can check out ebooks from the school library any time of the school year, weekends, summer, breaks? See Mrs. Berger for details or ask me for details or your English teacher. You probably, most of you, will be Miss D. Also, there's a host of colleges coming to the high school for college visits. Please check out the notifications in my room, right outside my room, and up in guidance. So that wraps up the school announcements as we get ready to wrap up this podcast. Now, as I get ready to wrap up this podcast, I want to mention several things. First is the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are of my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like what you're hearing, please send some constructive criticism my way. If you like what you hear, please send some kind words. They're greatly appreciated. Second thing I'd like to mention, a little pause there, about several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that is 211.org on the internet or 211 on your phone. I've added the website 511pa.com to this list. It's a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year. If you guys are heading out east tomorrow on the turnpike, there's going to be restrictions on vehicles. The further east you go, the worse traffic is supposed to be and the snow is supposed to be. 511pa.com shows you driving conditions across the state, where the location of PennDOT snowplows are, has live traffic cams that show traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. I've used this resource multiple times throughout the year. Shows construction, road closures, all that fun stuff. If you're traveling, check out 511pa.com or download the 511PA app. Well, everybody, that wraps up this week's show. Have a great weekend. Go Steelers. Happy New Year's, everybody. I will see you guys Monday in class.